A Friday naturally begs the question, what do you want to do this weekend? Hippo editor Amy Diaz has a few suggestions. She joins us to talk about events in the Granite State. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So, Amy, we could get our old English on this weekend.
Huzzah!
Let's talk about the Renaissance Fair.
It is the New Hampshire Renaissance Fair. This is happening out in Kingston this Saturday and Sunday, and then also next Saturday and Sunday if you don't get a chance to go this weekend.
So two weekends, two chances to kind of get back into the, what, 1500s, I guess?
Yes.
This is interesting. On their website, they make the statement, imagine the fair is like going to the mall in the 1500s.
Yes, because there are going to be all sorts of vendors selling things, you know, sort of handcrafted goods, as well as musicians and performers of all kinds, just sort of, you know, a lot of them will be walking around. You can stop and talk to them, ask them questions. So you're really immersed in this time period.
Okay, and there's jousting.
Yes. You know, the guys in armor on horses going at it, competing.
How do they do jousting without, you know, as a display without, you know, any bloodletting?
Well, she didn't want to give away too much of the magic of this event. But, you know, she said they do know what they're doing. It is very safe the way they do this. But you still get a real sense of what it used to look like. And the same is true for another thing they're doing this year new, the archery. So they're going to, you know, show off the bows and arrows. She said, again, they really know what they're doing to make it very safe. But then you also get a chance to shoot some bows and arrows, too.
For those who haven't been to a Renaissance fair before, I mean, this is what's it like to be at one?
Well, you know, she really described it as being kind of immersed in theater, and only you don't have to know any lines. You know, you could show up in jeans, but all around you, things are going on. And there's a lot about history. If you're really into history, particularly that era of history, War of the Roses era, there are people there who are really into it as well. There's going to be some War of the Roses era reenactors. And so, you know, they do their show, they show off their weapons, but then they'll also talk to you about them and what the weapons did and why they were significant in military history and how they changed the course of world history. So it's really a chance to, you know, get immersed in that time period.
It's almost somewhat like Civil War reenactors. I mean, they really live the part.
Exactly. And in fact, there's even kind of a play going on around you. The queen of this fair is thinking are happening with her, and as you walk around, you'll kind of bump into people who are really speaking dialogue and you know, talking about a plot that's going on. It goes on throughout the day, so you're right in the middle of it.
Okay, there's one suggestion, but of course this Sunday is Mother's Day, so if mom isn't quite looking to go back in time, well, what do you suggest there?
Well, there's another place we can go and see some neat stuff and also maybe get mom a gift or two. That's the Art Fest over at the Currier Museum of Art in Manchester, Saturday and Sunday. And this is a time to have people come in, artisans, you know, doing different kinds of craft, metalwork, jewelry, fiber arts. And actually, to celebrate fiber arts, they are doing something that sounds really fun, yarn bombing.
We better explain that. What's yarn bombing?
Well, it's actually kind of a form of graffiti, but it is the coziest looking graffiti I have ever seen. You know, if you see pictures online, you'll see, you know, street lights or other things that are covered in yarn. That's what they're doing at the Courier. They got all these different knitting groups in the area involved. I think back in January, they started working on it, and they just knitted these pieces that are going to be all over the inside and outside of the museum. You know, she said this goes way beyond what you might think of as like sweaters or blankets. You know, these pieces are really well crafted, lots of neat ideas going on, and a lot of them have 3D elements. The way that they knit them together, they can kind of stand up. And so, you know, it's not just a cozy, it really goes way beyond that. You can knit something to take home or even knit a little piece that can be part of the yarn bomb.
Knitting, jousting, whatever you want to do this weekend, you could probably find an event here in the Granite State. We'll have links to these events at our arts and culture page at nhpr.org. Amy Diaz, editor for The Hippo, joins us many Fridays to talk about events in the Granite State. Thanks, Amy.
Have a great weekend.